This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the WPGM Community Forum. We're glad you've joined us today as we talk with an author of a book called Pain, simply Pain. His name is Thomas Ackerman. He's with us today to talk about this book and what it's about, how it helps us deal with rough times in life, and a little bit on depression and how Mr. Ackerman tackled that issue as well. The book was just recently published, and he's joined us to share a little bit about it. He's from Western PA. We're glad to have him with us on the program. Let's just turn the mic over for an introduction from Mr. Ackerman.
Yeah, my name is Tom Ackerman, and Pain is my second book. I wrote in 2018 and published in 2019, Get Married and Save the World, which is about Christian marriage and goes over the main elements from the Bible of what marriage is and discusses really the whole theology of marriage as well and gives a lot of advice there along the way. And this is my second book called Pain. I was originally inspired to write the book. What really got me started was the common claims that you hear of people in the Bible who had depression. And I've always been somewhat skeptical of that claim since I went through depression for many years myself when I was much younger. So I started going over some of these people in the Bible and seeing if that claim really holds weight from what is described and comparing it to what depression is. And that whole discussion grew into a book size. I go into the experience of depression in large part through my own experience and discuss what it is. And I give some advice in surviving it and in getting past it. And since I'm talking about the Bible and since I'm talking about, let's say, human suffering, I felt I needed to discuss also where suffering and pain come from. So I get into the reason for pain from the Bible. Why does it exist? Why does it exist while God still is being good? And then I get into the solution. I get into the gospel, what God provides to humanity as the ultimate solution for suffering and evil, which is our justification, our sanctification in Jesus Christ and his final plan in the kingdom of God, which I present in some ways, at least, as a present reality with us.
There tends to be different approaches in the Christian community to things like mm-hmm. depression and mental illness. You know, some right. saying, well, this is not almost like it's not really a thing, but it's more about your lack of faith or whatever. And then there's people mm-hmm. who are going to say, yeah, this is a manifestation physically of a real problem. You know, what should people expect in that regard mm-hmm. from you?
In terms of depression, well, you know, I don't entirely write off the term or the label of depression. Sometimes it gets used in a very hammered flat way, which, you know, referring to any negative emotion. And I think that very hammered flat way is kind of useless because, you know, those other negative emotions are something distinct. But is there something that the label depression is trying to describe which is real? Yeah, there absolutely is. There absolutely is in terms of human. I would describe it myself in various terms. One term would be a very, very deep, I think, self-anger and self-loathing. And I would describe very much the deepest forms of depression ultimately is incredible. It's kind of a death of self, a death of all feeling, really. However, I use the book. I do point out the great weaknesses of a purely psychological approach, and I believe that the Christians in general have placed way too much faith in psychology, and I believe it is much better understood and dealt with through our faith. That doesn't mean there isn't some good practical advice in dealing with it. I mean, of course there is, but I believe it is best approached through our faith because it's not merely some kind of a chemical imbalance. It really is a deep spiritual experience in some ways that is demonic, and there are ways to approach it not only through prayer, but through the fellowship the fellowship of the brethren, and through our lifestyle as well, and through our choices that will get us past it. And I also cite the fact that, you know, numerous studies already have shown that these psychological drugs, and almost everyone suffering from depression will be able to get them, that they are shown to be placebos for the most part. You know, they make people think something is going on, and they give people a little spark of hope, maybe, because they have doctors giving them medicine, but they're not happy pills. They don't change the mood from miserable into mirthful. There are many other things we ought to do, and I think most of the time the medication is useless. I really do.
As far as the market for something like this, you go to a Christian bookstore or, you know, even like a chain bookstore, there's going to be a lot of Christian books from
absolutely
just about every topic. You know, what made you say, I have something to offer here that's not already out there? Give me, you know, kind of distinguish your book from the rest.
Well, I guess my first thought was not really that marketing question. It was to approach the idea and explore the idea. But if the question is, what does it have, say, that other books do not, mainly, I believe, one element is the fact that it's very personal and very theological and scriptural at the same time. It really does get into many theological questions straight from Scripture and has over 1,000 verses of Scripture. It deals with God's sovereignty over choice and human evil. It deals with the whole matter of the cross, of holiness, of the law of God, of the kingdom of God. So there's a great deal of theology here. But it's also a personal book from start to finish. I get into it from the beginning with my personal experiences of depression. Then I interweave the book with my life as an unbeliever. I lived as an unbeliever for many years, really still over half of my life. And then I talk about my coming to faith, my growth as a Christian, as God opened my eyes and taught me, and finally toward, at the very end, my own reflection of the purpose that God had for bringing that suffering into my life. So I think that that unity of a personal book, as well as a great deal of theology, does make it stand out.
How far back does the process go of, you know, saying this is something I want to do, and from the origin of the thought to completion of the book, where'd you go?
Oh, wow. Well, I've probably had that thought in terms of looking at characters who allegedly have depression in the Bible, probably well over 5 years. But I started writing it, I suppose, it's 3 years. I said 2 years with the writing and one doing editing and then copy editing. So it grew over that time into the full vision of a book, and then I began to write it. And if I could say one more word about, you know, your question earlier on depression and how to approach it, I did want to mention, and I say this in the book, that I got past depression primarily through non-medical means. You know, the pills that I had been given really were not doing anything noticeable other than tranquilize me. But the means that I got through was being in an environment that was open and loving in the long term. And that really brought me out of myself in many respects to much more inner peace, and to the point that I really cannot even imagine what it was like in the past.
So part of it then, from your perspective, is wanting to let other people know that, hey, I dealt with this, it yes. doesn't have to go, it doesn't have to go by a certain pattern, your treatment and
sure.
recovery. Okay.
Yeah, I definitely do. And I do want to offer people hope to know that it does go away, and you don't even need medication for it to go away.
And is this self-published or through a publisher?
This is published through Whip and Stock.
Okay.
Yeah, my first book was self-published with Zulon Press. This goes through Whip and Stock there on the West Coast.
People can order it. Is there a website or through Amazon, anything like that?
Yes, it is on Amazon now already, and I think it should be on the publisher's Whip and Stock website as well. And then they distribute, you know, their various distributors they use. But sure, it would be available easily on Amazon.
Thomas Ackerman has been our guest today. He is the author of Pain. We thank him for being with us on the WPGM Community Forum. And we thank you, the listener, for tuning in. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.